We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
I love this. This is my type of party. I love this.
Afternoons on the Score.
So with that, at this point in time, I would like to invite my favorite mayor, Mayor Brandon Johnson, the mayor of Chicago, to the podium.
What it does not call for are raising existing taxes or implementing any new taxes on the residents of the city of Chicago. And I'm going to repeat that one more time to make sure that everybody gets that. This project will result in no new taxes on the residents of Chicago.
Read my lips. No new taxes.
Nice historical pull. Parkinson Spiegel on the Score, reacting to everything today at the lakefront. You get to react as well. Tom is in the loop. He wants to talk about the legal side of this thing. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, guys. How are you? I've worked on a number of these transactions before from the legal side. And what you didn't hear today, what wasn't represented today, was the league or its counsels that are generally involved in these processes. And usually on the front end, because if they're involved on the back end, the transaction never happens. So Kevin's got a whole new team from political lobbying perspective, legal team, internal team, external team that have very little familiarity with the Illinois Sports Facilities Authority, the enabling legislation that exists under the ISFA, you know, how the governor and the mayor appoint that board, and what's going to happen with the excise taxes and how you leverage that borrowing capacity that exists. And so I think today what you saw was eye candy and theater. And my guess is none of this will ever come to fruition just because you don't have the requisite parties at the table.
Well, the legal fund that the league has, or the stadium fund that helps contribute to help them buy the stadium, what would they have done if they were involved today? What would you have seen differently from their involvement?
So when Karen Murphy got up and talked about the $300 million, you're probably talking about the G funds. We call them G3, G4. The team used the same thing the last on the first renovation back in 2003. And that fund still exists. That's a revolving fund that teams can borrow against. They pay it back with the premium seats, club seats. And so in this case, I think, if I remember correctly, Karen Murphy got up and pointed to $300 million out of that. So what the point I was trying to make is the league doesn't want to set precedents that other cities have to live up to. And to the extent that the Bears are going to put a ton of private money into a non-private controlled facility.
Yeah, but Tom, that $300 million she was talking about was phase one of public money that would build that 19th Street interchange. That's the $300 million was the phase one of the public money ask, and they hope to get to three phases she had talked about. That was the $300 million, not from the league, but from the public, from the ISFA fund.
Okay, from the ISFA. I'm talking about money that the franchise can borrow against, and you guys all know there's leverage limitations on how much the franchise can leverage up and borrow against the franchise. So there's a variety of limitations around each franchise and how much they can borrow for these types of projects. And there's exceptions of the league and its council grant from time to time for privately financed facilities. But it's been more, I think more the exception rather than the rule. Somebody mentioned it earlier, I think, in the show. I think there's four or five purely privately financed facilities, across 30 some odd teams in the league. So until you start to see folks from the league, from Rogers' office, from the two law firms that represent the league on these kinds of things, in these discussions without the show ponies and all the stuff that you had today, this thing isn't real.
All right, Tom, thank you very much for the call. Appreciate it. Yeah, Speaks and I disagree. I tend to think that this is still going to end up with them in Arlington Heights. It's a hell of a dog and pony show that they put together, though. Like, mm-hmm. they are trying to sell you on it hard. You think that's going to happen at the lakefront?
I think that they want it to happen at the lakefront.
But not that they want.
I think the league, I think it is going to happen at the lakefront. I think they want it. I think the league wants it. And I think even though the mayor lacks power these days in Springfield, they are arming themselves with everything they possibly can. I think the infrastructure of the lakefront and needing it is going to eventually put them over the top.
Mike in Oak Park is on the Parkinson Spiegel Show. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Danny. Hey, Speaks. How you guys doing?
We're good.
Hey, my thought right away with the whole prayer thing was, what about all the Bears fans and Chicagoans who are not believers? I mean, the NFL plays their games when? Sunday at noon? I mean, it seems like that's the direct competition right there.
Church gets out at 11 a lot of places.
That's the line from the movie Concussion.
And then you got lunch, and you got to get rid of the in-laws. And...
hasn't been an issue to this point.
Yeah, no, that's the line from Concussion, Mike. Thanks for the call. It's like the NFL owns a day of the week, and it used to be owned by the church. That's how big and powerful the NFL had gotten. So, yeah, the NFL will drape itself in whatever cloth they deem necessary to make a buck. The cloth of the church, the cloth of the American flag, the cloth of our armed forces, breast cancer awareness, whatever. The NFL is a shameless money-making behemoth that stops for nothing, not even COVID. They played a game on a Wednesday with the Broncos had a quarterback that was a receiver because they're like, we're playing every game.
That's your sport.
They killed DeMar Hamlin, brought him back to life, and then monetized him.
And the whole thing is scripted. As far as I know, it's like Deal or No Deal Island.
It's not even DeMar Hamlin.
I can't wait to get to the draft, by the way. I mean, Caleb Williams is coming to town, boys. I resent them for doing this the day before. This is Caleb Eve. Like, Mary Caleb Eve, we're talking about Joyless Stadium. Though I will say I am finding some joy in this because that was such a clown show. Bunch more people want to weigh in. We will hear from the mayor on how he's going to make his pitch. Parkinson Spiegel on the screen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.